Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do, words on a page we wrote to you, but now you're gone and only these words remain. Life is short, but the list.
Hey everyone, it's Carly, Daytime After Dark, and we are here on a Tuesday, April 7th. You know, it's a good thing I actually remember what day is because the days and the nights the day and the nights are just kind of going together in my little world. And I think half of my problem is I've been trapped in my house since March 27th. And I know there are bigger problems in the world, but really, I know. I'm a shopping girl. You know, I'm probably going to shop online until this is over because I don't think this is ever going to be over. And tonight, we have Zance Zulie on the air, and she's from Days of Our Life, our Operations Bisfield Student Confidential, and we love talking to her, and she's one of my new favorites. And no, David, you cannot have her because she's mine, and welcome, Zance Zulie.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Carly, how are you?
So, how are you? Are you going crazy yet?
Well, yeah. Although I got crazy a long time ago, but I can use this as an excuse now.
No, I'm serious. I mean, I have never been in my apartment this long. And
I know.
I know there are bigger problems in the world. I get that. But, you know, it's me talking to the wall at this point. And just hoping
know,
the wall will talk back, and the wall is not talking back.
Yeah, I
and,
know,
and then,
yeah,
you know, I mean,
crazy.
I mean, you know, here in Seattle, they just canceled school for the year for all the kids. And yes, my nieces and nephew were happy about that, but then they were not happy when they found out they couldn't see us yet. You know, they thought it was sleepover time, and we could have summer parties finally. And I'm like, yeah, you guys, we're not that lucky right now. And I don't know, I just. Part of me gets mad over this. I don't know how you're feeling, but
it's very frustrating. It is, and I know we have to. Well, it kind of challenges our brains to start to get creative. I think that's the challenge in this. Let's get creative. Let's see what we can do, as in a quarantine situation. You know, let's get creative now and try to keep ourselves busy, try to keep ourselves positive in a very negative situation.
Yeah, and I mean, in my opinion, you know, everything at the top of this administration, and they did not handle this at all, and now everyone's paying for it. And I'm trying to find positive light in this whole thing. And the only positive thing I can figure out, Zulie, is, well, number one, Amazon is gaining a lot of business from me. I guess that's good.
Right.
It might not be good when the whole month is over. And number two is this, you know, I'm finally catching up on my shows, but I just feel like, you know, everyone is in the same put this in my home. No one's booking. No one's
right.
going anywhere. Everyone is supposed to social distance. You know,
oh,
and
yeah,
then they
yeah.
say on
that's
the news
the
other day that there's going to be a baby population after this is over. And I'm like, wait a moment. If,
well, I don't think so.
This is going to be a baby population when this is over. How can I do that when you're supposed to be 5-6 feet apart?
I know.
Yeah,
that's
and
not
I.
Gonna happen.
You know, I was
well,
being really technical with
so.
This. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, well, I thought about this. I'm like, well, these are the days of our lives. And, you know, how the days of our life have, these are the hourglasses, these are the days of our life. I'm like, no, you got it wrong. No, you got it wrong. These are the sucky days of our life
yeah.
right now. And
I know a lot of them have been preempted.
You know, and I was thinking, I need to get you back on dates. I was thinking about that last night. I mean, I know right now no one's working.
Right.
And
right.
I talked to other actors that are not working either. And I just thought everyone's home. But I
uh-huh.
just thought, you know, you need to be back on days only because I feel like I'm being selfish here because I need some amusement. And
well,
I just feel
selfish.
Like you're character.
Thank you. Yes, I
would
that.
Bring some amusement, you know, to me right now. Oh, and I have to thank you for Team Renee Lawless on the show. We loved her. We absolutely, she was a joy to talk to.
Oh, isn't
and,
she fabulous? I know. I love her to death.
Well, yeah, and, you know, like I always said, if you happen to run into Ed Martha from Days, and
yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
I mean,
well,
I'm sorry, but if I'm going to be cooked up until whenever, I might as well interview hot guys while I'm doing the job. I mean, I'm keeping daytime up and running until this is over. And at the subs go, you know, Days of a Life is the only smart one right now because they have 6 months of so we won't get any reruns, but right now I'm really afraid because General Hospital, Young and the Rest of Bold and Beautiful only has stuff to the end of May.
We're 6 months ahead, so yeah.
You know, yeah, and so I just think it's going to be harder, you know, on people when we don't have any new soaps. And,
right.
it doesn't help our governor every day, almost every day. One of our governors from Chicago or Seattle or somewhere is interrupting
uh-huh.
our soaps, and they could really wait to 5 to, you know, to just
well,
get us to
I
mean,
guess-
I mean really, I know the death count is important. I know this, but you could wait a couple of hours more for this, in my opinion. And,
yeah,
well,
you
know,
catch it. I guess you can always catch it online. You know, whatever episode you missed, you can always get it online.
I have Hulu, thank God, but Hulu only does the new hospital. And sometimes I don't feel like sitting
on the
computer and you know, watching everything. I like to be in my cozy little bed and
right.
just watching
yeah,
everything.
Exactly.
Even though I keep saying, oh, my TV is gonna get cleared with this, like I'm gonna get caught up with everything, but then I find new movies I add in my TiVo. So I don't think it's going to humanly be possible for this ever happen. They keep putting new movies on that I haven't seen or I want to see. So You know, that's all, you know, and so what have you been to before the pandemic hit? Were you able to work, or how long have you been out of?
I've been out since February.
Oh, gosh. Okay, you and I are in the same boat, yeah.
Yeah, they started canceling in February.
Wow.
I haven't been working. I mean, I have, like, a small job. I have this job where I'm watering plants and shopping. I'm actually shopping for two elderly people. So
That's good because the older people should not go out in this. Only one that has a condition. And last week, my grandmother scared all of us. She ended up falling in the bathroom. And she ended up being in the hospital. Yeah, and then they had to put oxygen on her. And so from, like, one night, it looked really bad, and my mom didn't want to tell us kids how bad it was because, you know, I was already calming down my nieces and nephew, and today when she came over to drop stuff off, she goes, "Oh, by the way, I didn't tell you how bad it really was." And I go, "What?" She goes, "Yeah, I didn't want to worry you guys." And I go, "So now you're telling me." She goes, "Well, yeah, and they really still last week, and she's resting at home, and she's supposed to be following the doctor's orders, and she's 93, so she's very feisty and very stubborn, and she likes to do her own thing." And so when I told her I was interviewing a Days of a Lifestyle, she goes, "Really?" I go, "Yeah." And she goes, "Oh, you're interviewing Wally again." I go, "No, Grandma. I'm interviewing James Zerlich. She was on there as Patty and Evan, my mama." She goes, "Yeah, I remember her, but why aren't you not interviewing the guys?" And I'm like, Grandma, don't worry, that will come. So it's just been like a whole,
Grandma, you only have me for now. I don't blame her.
I thought it was funny. So I think it's great that you're helping older people to go shopping.
I mean, it's not easy because, you know, you're standing in line for hours. They only allow you to buy so much. So I have to tell them I'm buying for two different households. So I can, and I'm paying separately. So that's how they allow me to buy more than what you're supposed to. You're only allowed one paper towel, one toilet paper, and all this. But since I'm telling them that I'm buying for two different households, then they're allowing me to get one each for each household.
Well, yeah, and I think that's super sweet of you because, you know, older people should not, even though they are saying that they can go at 6 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock, and you know, and I'm thinking, wait a moment, the sun is not even coming up, and you know, only people come before is light out.
Yeah.
So to me, that doesn't make sense.
Right, and they shouldn't be exposed, you know, to a lot of germs and a lot of, you know, other people, and to be standing in line, they should not be standing waiting. You know, thank God they allow certain hours for, you know, seniors, but even then, they shouldn't be standing in line waiting to get in.
Exactly, and I mean, I think it's so when you are watering the plants, at least you can talk to the plants. I know that I'm funny right now. But yeah, so you haven't worked since February, but is there anything I can do for you to get you back when this is all over? Do you think you want to go back today? Because, you know, I have connections there. I have connections. Why you listen to me? Well, you listen to me half of the time. Okay.
Well,
James listened to me. Although when he finally emailed me back, my two guys over there, James Leonard, you know, Abe, and while we could, Justin, I almost called him Ned some days.
Uh-huh.
They listened to me, so I'm still, if I told them that you need to be hired, I'm sure they will help me because they do anything for me.
Uh-huh.
So the guys will see. So yeah,
go for it. Do whatever you can do.
Okay. I'm just afraid you're gonna run out of money, and you're gonna be bored, and you're an actress, and you need to work. But you could do an infomercial. You could do one of those infomercials at night that I've been seeing, lately. You could do that. But, I know I'm going to mess this up, but I know David's going to kill me. Christy, Classy, whatever. So are you guys in production? Has it already aired?
We're waiting. That's on hold, of course. We're waiting until, you know, this whole thing is over with where we can hopefully finish shooting, because everything is put on hold right now. But we intend to still finish. Yeah, absolutely. We intend to move forward with it. When we have the green light to go again.
Well, I think that is, that is good because, I mean, they are waiting for the green light, and I'm just afraid it's going to be September, the way they are talking.
You never know. I don't think anything is really going to be the same again after this. I really don't. I think we'll slowly start, getting some kind of normalcy back, but I don't think it's really going to be the same again.
I don't either. I really don't either. I don't think people will ever shake hands again. I am like that to begin with because my hands were already clammy. So that, I don't mind. But I just think, things are going to change, and it's just weird, but I'd rather put you on with the guys, or I'm never going to hear the end of it, and really, well, it's my soul, mine and Maggie, but Maggie's sick with bronchitis, poor baby. She got bronchitis, and I sent her to bed. She goes, I could do the interview with you, and I go, you are barely coughing. And you coughing at every other word, so she was grounded. And so let me put Bobby on. Hey,
okay.
Bobby.
Hey, Jez.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I got a chance to actually see Eric and Cassie and Wally recently in Myrtle Beach.
Oh, good.
I saw them at the soap event that was happening in February before everything shut down.
So
I kind of got a chance to do that. But it's going to be interesting to see how that works out because when I seen what the CBS soaps and GH is doing by putting Fridays as their repeat week while they put the other episodes run through May, there, which would be, I'm thinking now that the Olympics is halted for a year, that basically, and the French Open has been moved to the fall, I'm thinking they might have enough shows to last them until the new scheduled date for the French Open weekend.
They might. That's the good thing about being so far ahead. So who knows? I mean, I try to stay as positive as possible, and of course, if we're all together in this and we try to, it's very hard because there's so much negative thrown in our faces, but I guess that's the challenge, and that's where your faith comes in, and that's For the most part, I have faith that something will come out of this that's good.
Right. Right. Because I figure if days go back in the same time period as the other soaps, and then therefore the 6 months in advance worth of shows can be reduced down to more like 6 weeks like the other shows. But what do you do for the weekends that normally you would miss in June for the French Open that you're now missing in September for, and the possible Ryder Cup Friday event in September, assuming that because I think Golf Channel will have that and not NBC, but I don't know how their sports schedule is going to be now that the Olympics have screwed things up as far as it being halted for a year and stuff. So
I know, it's just a wait and see right now because nobody really knows what's going to happen.
Because I think to have all four shows do live shows would range through several possible problems. Like, what if there's more skin shown in daytime than ever, especially on live TV? What if somebody swears? And what if somebody makes a mistake that they make more bloopers than seen on a Dick Clark blooper show that would make it look like America's Funniest Home Video?
It would be very entertaining, wouldn't it?
Yeah, also the other thing is, what if breaking news on a local or national basis happened? Because I know that there was that when General Hospital did this a few years ago, there was breaking news about the marathon bomber that broke into some of the markets. So I don't know. So what if we have a situation like this, especially going into the November election, especially if we see a new president similar to what we have seen in 2016?
Yeah.
Because that's going to screw up maybe a live episode days at 9 o'clock Pacific if it ends up going live for a while and then recording more down the road. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But when was you on days anyway? Because I may remember you.
When was I on? Oh my gosh! The last time I was on that you could actually see more than 2 seconds of me was back in 2009, where I played Ellen.
I remember too. I remember talking to you, and I remember talking to you because we talked about the Sierra that should have been Ariana this time around, and versus the other Sierra that's now mature.
Yes.
Yeah, because I also talked how you worked with Gabby before Camille, because I think Camille was on One Life to Live at the time, and the other Gabby was on there. She was like 16 at the time, and then Camille left One Life to Live to head over to Days and replace her.
Because
I remember, because I think Molly was in the process after what I heard her. In an interview recently with Freddie Smith before everything happened, was in the process of moving to New Orleans to film her show, and that got shut down. So Lord knows when her production of her show is going to be back on the air as far as her primetime show. Because I remember Molly Burnett being on there, and I remember Shelley Henning being on there at the time. And I think the last time she came on was when Steve and Caleb got remarried back in 2015.
Uh-huh.
But that got bumped because of our president and former President Obama with their meeting, if I remember that day. And I was so furious because I ended up having to tell I ended up telling Stephen in Charlotte that I blamed the president for bumping Kayla and Pat's wedding off the air.
How dare they?
And I think that was the same time that Marcy Miller was on as Abigail nobody had even thought about putting Kate Massey as Abigail, let alone bringing back Abigail, because Ashley Benson was doing movies and eventually Pretty Little Liars at the time, and Rachel Maddow, who now has her own podcast, had just left Days, and Durham Brooks, who is now on Bowling Beautiful, had just left Days, so it was hard to keep Chelsea and Max in storyline form after when you came back on back then.
I wish I could go back.
Changed.
Again.
Yeah,
a lot has changed. Yeah, and thank God they're working. Thank God they're still working. I mean, you know, before all this happened, that's there.
Right.
They're,
and
I know Marcy
is so.
Huh? Oh, I was
what about
say,
Marcy?
I know Marcy is doing some Lifetime movies.
Yeah, and I think Kate is doing the same thing too, because I think Kate Madison has also done a few Lifetime movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when I looked at the attitude that Gab that her author Abigail's author, you Gabby brought, the first thing that came to my mind was, where's Kate Madison when I needed her? Because this is basically the same thing Kate Madison have done in Lifetime movies.
Oh yeah. They kind of play the same character, don't they?
Yeah, but, and you can wonder why Gabby have lost her mind in recent years, and because it was thanks to one Lifetime movie that Camille starred in.
Yeah.
But I don't want to bash Camille too much because she might be listening, and I think Carly might ban her from coming onto the show. But anyway, you would never do that, Carly. By the way.
What?
But anyway,
but
it's great talking to you again, and I guess
nice
I'll let David talk
to you.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Bobby.
And stay safe in there, and hopefully we can get through this together where we can just see
Dave
on the same schedule as the rest of the soaps by the time
this
comes
absolutely. We all
down.
Have to get through this together. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay, Bobby, I'm going to put on Dr. David.
Carly, how you doing?
Hey, David.
Hi.
Dr. Hey.
Now, Carly, first and foremost, you know how you were talking about how this is going to be a baby boom? I was reading an article about this today, a medical article, believe it or not, and it was saying that one of the ways to improve your health is by having an active sex life. So,
I can't believe you said that on the air. Okay.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm reading on the article right now. It's this article, and I'll send you a copy of it later. But the article is saying that one of the things is that an active sex life. If you are in a relationship with somebody and you're locked in together with this quarantine, it's one of the ways. There's a hormone or something that the body produces during that kind of activity. And they say it might help building up a resistance to viruses and things like that. So that may be what people are doing. Who knows? But
either that, even if you don't have a partner, you can still vibrators come in very handy, let me tell you.
I'm sure that's out there too. I mean, there are so many things nowadays, I couldn't even go into that. But be that as it may, the point, though, is that they're saying that you need to be active and if you can get out, and if you can't get out, at least do something to get your body moving, okay, you know?
Oh, you have to keep moving.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you can't just lie in bed and be miserable and go, woe is me, woe is me, woe is me, this is miserable.
No, you can walk around your neighborhood, you know, even though they closed everything else.
Well, unless you're under quarantine like I am at the moment. I'm under quarantine for the next 7 days or so because I've developed symptoms that are questionable because I have some pre-existing conditions that are hard to tell the difference between, you know, between seasonal affective disorder and the virus.
Right.
So for protective means, the doctor wants me to stay indoors for the next 7 to 10 days and then touch back with him after that. The only problem is, for me, I'm running out of Tylenol for the headaches that I'm getting. Now, the headaches could be anything. It could be seasonal affective. It could be the fact that we're doing construction on my street and the jackhammers go off at 7 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And I don't get a whole lot of sleep the night before because I'm up watching movies on Pluto.
Yep.
That's the thing now.
You know, just the stress alone, you know, what's happening.
Oh, tell me about it. I mean, it's not just the stress of being at home. It's also the stress of wondering how you're going to function without a job of, you know, without
exactly,
a normal 9-to-5 job. I mean, I don't know how you guys are doing it in Hollywood, but I do know, I did see this. You remember Tori Spelling?
Yes.
Right. Lovely woman. She's written a couple of
a couple of autobiographical books that I absolutely adore. I love her audiobooks. She reads them herself, and they're fantastic. If you ever get a chance, listen to the audiobooks that Tori Spelling has written. She's actually a very good writer, very intelligent and funny. But anyway, so she has apparently found a way to do this. She has found a way to do a virtual meet and greet. And this is something that a lot, so a lot of celebrities are trying to do this. It's a new app that's out there now. It's called Looped. Looped is the name of the app. You can find it on the Play Store for Google and on the iTunes Store as well. And she's charging about $97 or $98 for this virtual meet and greet where you can actually talk to her, pose for virtual selfies with her, get a copy of the whole shebang, yada, yada, yada.
Uh-huh.
It's a personal one-on-one phone call thing. Now, I don't have $97, $98. Otherwise, I'd do it myself because I love her. I love what she's written. And it would be a real treat for me to meet her, considering I can't really go out at the moment.
But exactly,
that's life right now. I mean, if I had $98, I wouldn't be spending it. If I had $98 to spend, I wouldn't be spending it on a meet and greet, though. I'd be spending it on cleaning supplies.
Have you seen how hard it is?
Have you seen? Oh, Tylenol. I'll tell you. I'm out of that. I've got like one dose left, and that's because I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. The next shipment of Tylenol won't come in until like next week at the store.
Oh.
I mean, as far as getting Instacart.
Do you have anything else?
My mother says she has something, but I'm leery about taking anything from her in case she needs it. She's, you know, I'm in my 40s, she's in her 60s, and I don't want to borrow trouble in case, God forbid, something happens for her that means her needing something. And you know what I'm saying? And she can't get out. They were both up Crab Creek without a paddle.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Do you have anything else besides Tylenol, though? Do you have Excedrin? Do you have just aspirin? Do you
Not really. I mean, I normally don't have headaches. That's the thing. I normally don't get headaches as a rule. But ever since the last few, I'd say the last 3 or 4 days, I've started to have a headache.
Yeah.
You know, it's not fun when you're not feeling well. And on top of that, you're expected to function normally or as normally as you can under these circumstances.
Right.
And the worst part is, You get an idiot in the White House who says, oh, this will be over by April. Well, it's April now.
I know.
Oh,
dear
Lord, have mercy. Honestly, you know who should run for president? Martin Sheen. Remember him? He played on the West Wing. He played the president on the West Wing. I love that man. I love what he, you know, every time he's made a comment about something, he's usually right about it. He's very intelligent, and if I were to vote for anyone, it'd be Martin Sheen.
Yeah.
For running for president, because he's good. He played it on TV, but maybe it's not the first time we've had an actor run for president, right?
Right.
I mean, we've got an idiot from the Apprentice in the White House right now. God forbid. But anywho. So I wanted to talk to you real quickly about a couple of things. First and foremost, how do you feel this virus is affecting, life in general? I mean, you're in the business of entertainment, so you kind of understand the connections of people. You understand, how people are, right?
Right.
So my question to you is, as someone who has observed, either being on a show or being behind the scenes and not having to work now, but look at the situation as if you were writing a scene or having to play a scene. How do you think that this situation is affecting, character development of the world right now?
Well, I think it's I got to be careful here.
Well, what I'm saying is, do you think that we have the potential to do better or do worse?
I think there's way too much fear
and misinformation too.
Let's just think back in November, December, before this all broke out, people were getting the flu. People were getting very ill, respiratory infections.
Yes, yes. Did you hear
now
about Shane Dawson? Did you hear about Shane Dawson?
I'm sorry?
Did you hear about Shane Dawson? Back around December or thereabouts, he got really, really sick with a flu type symptoms,
uh-huh.
and they didn't know what it was back then. The doctors even thought he was making it up in his own head because he's, you know,
uh-huh.
excitable, what have you, on certain
right.
issues.
So
but you know what?
They could have had
corona, yeah. Yeah,
and
he was sick
of
the
no
dog for a while.
Yeah, and it's the same thing with any other, I mean, this is a stronger strain, of course, but the people that have underlying health conditions are going
mm-hmm.
to be hit the hardest, like always. People died from it, and people recovered
yes.
from it.
Yeah, there's a guy
there was a guy
right here in my state, and he actually died 16 days. He was healthy originally, and he died 16 days later because he thought it was just seasonal allergies or whatnot, and no one knew what it was at the time, and then, boom, turned out he had corona.
Right. So, I mean, yeah, it's a very serious virus, but again, it's like if you're already sick and you're more susceptible, if you have a very low immune system, you're more susceptible to these other viruses, it's going to hit you the hardest. But nobody, since they didn't really know how to define it, people were still going about their business.
Well, people were still going about their business. Even after states went under lockdown, people started going, still stepped up to their business. There's actually a pastor who is in Massachusetts, and people are looking for this guy now because he had a packed house after Massachusetts shut down everything.
Uh-huh.
He had like,
right,
what,
right, 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 right.
30, 46 people in his, you know, packed house in his church, and someone went and posted it on the web. So now people are looking,
I saw that, yeah. I mean, you take the precautions that you would with any other virus.
Another David, so... Yeah.
All right. Well, there's other people who want to talk, but I just wanted to get your thoughts on this because it's good to hear someone outside myself and my own views on it.
Uh-huh. Well, you just take the necessary precautions like you would, you know, with the flu, with any other virus. You wash your hands. You stay away from people who are sick. You just take the extra precautions that you need to. I don't know. I think that there's just a lot of fear right now, understandably, but it's enhanced. That's how I feel.
Well, a lot of fear, yes, and also a lot of stupidity.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
I said that there's a lot of fear, yes, but there's also a lot of stupidity.
Oh, yeah. Well, that just goes without saying.
I mean, I cannot believe some of the stuff I hear. I was reading the newspaper what was it? A week ago. It was in the paper. This guy, he and his buddies went out to spring break right when this really started to hit, okay? And so I guess he had made plans to go home to stay with his family when things went south. Come to find out, when he got home, his parents had locked him out of the house with the keys in the food in the car and said, go find somewhere else to live. It's bringing out the worst in some people.
You can't be stupid.
I know, but this is the parent who's doing it. I mean, honestly, I don't get that. I mean, yeah, I can understand being fearful for yourself, but to say one thing and then, boom, lock the kid out, give him money, give him food in his car and his keys and say, good luck finding somewhere else to live. Because we don't want you here because you went out to Cancun or what have you, and there's a virus going around.
Yeah, I know.
I totally agree with that.
You can't write this stuff up, guys. You cannot write this stuff up. And I'll bet you 10 to 1
that when Ryan Murphy, bless his heart, you ever watch Ryan Murphy's shows, American Horror Story?
Yes.
The man is a genius. And Carly, you have to get Ryan Murphy on this show. I would love you forever if you got Ryan Murphy on this show, because he's a genius writer. He's a brilliant show creator. And I can't say enough good things about him. But I guarantee you that if he took a season of American Horror Story and adapted this current virus situation, kind of like how he adapted the election situation into a season of American Horror Story, I'm telling you, it would be great therapy for after having lived through all of this ourselves.
He's probably working on it right now.
Okay, yeah, and I'm going to bring on David, Dr. David, so, you know.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah. Okay, I'm putting you on hold. Hey, David.
Hi, JC, how you doing?
Hi, David, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great. Thank you for coming on, as always. We love having you here.
Thank you for having me back. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you again for getting Renee. We love her voice. She's awesome.
Oh, absolutely. I know. She's a gem.
Yeah, I agree. I just watched the episode of Third Rock from the Sun. I saw you on there. Was like working with John Lithgow.
John Lithgow? Uh-huh.
Yeah, I thought you had to go third back. Third back. Say
about what?
We like working with him. Third back. On Third Rock.
On Third Rock? Uh-huh. How was it working with him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a brilliant actor. The nicest man ever you'd ever want to meet and work with. I can't say enough good things about him. I was so blessed to have worked on that show. Of course, the whole cast. But yeah, he was just wonderful.
I agree. He's a great actor. And,
absolutely. Yeah. He can do anything from comedy to serious. I mean, he's just wonderful.
Yeah, I agree. And when you're not working, what do you like to do when you're not working?
Oh, when I'm not working, well, I love hiking, which I can't do right now. I love tennis. I love just walking on the beach. I mean, I just love anything outdoors, really.
Yeah, you can get down, yeah. I also
love shopping, which I can't do.
Who does it? Who does it?
Of course, now no money. No shopping, no money.
Yeah, I agree. Also, you work with Susan Anton. What else you work with her, Susan Anton?
Oh, my gosh. I'm such a fan of hers. I was so happy when I was able to get to work with her on Aunt Sissy. And I also saw her in concert at Botello's not too long ago. She is just another one of the nicest people you'd ever want to meet. And so beautiful. My God, that woman is just statuesque and just so beautiful. Inside and out.
I agree.
Beautiful spirit,
I agree. Beautiful woman.
Yeah.
And also the great Patricia Darbo. We love her too. Eat up.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. She makes me laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, always thank you for coming on. Thank you for coming on.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Anytime you want to come back, let David or I know. Oh, if you get bored doing this whole thing,
okay.
Just show one of us, and we will be sure to have you on, because it's called Keeping Us Sane is a New Thing. And so, yeah, anytime you want to come on, just out of boredom even, you may.
Oh, thank you so much, Carly. I appreciate it. And, yes, absolutely. I would love to come back.
Okay, have
awesome.
A great night.
We love you.
Okay, thank you. You too. Stay safe.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, I'm bringing all boys on. I don't know why I'm bringing all three of you on. Okay, number one, if anyone talks over me, they will be muted for 3 minutes. And Bobby, do you think I mean it?
I think I know who you're talking about, so I'll warn him.
Okay, so I just want to say before we go, today is the best day of all life, because because my niece Bernard's book came out today, and Maggie and I have a copy. Well, Maggie has two copies, and so if you guys want to go to Amazon, go buy the freaking book today. You know, it's about helping the economy. So yeah, it's about the economy, and we need to help the economy. So buy more books, right, David?
Yeah.
Right, Bobby?
Yeah.
Okay, and my second announcement is, we will be having the cutie, the sexy, the incredible Trent Dawson on the
Wednesday.
Show on Thursday.
Wednesday.
And then on Friday, we will have the wonderful Dr. O, Kathleen Gotti.
Have her back again.
On the show on Friday. And Dr. David, you have to prepare yourself. Dr. David, you have to limit your questions for Trent Dawson, because if you call in, I'm going to be hogging the show, right, David?
I apologize, but as you know, sometimes I get inspired while in conversation.
No, Bobby, you're fine. I'm talking Dr. David. Okay.
I'm David.
I know all of us love to talk, but just remember.
Well, I'm sorry, Carly, but
just remember. But
I talked a little bit too long to JC. I'm sorry about that. But when I heard David carry on for 20 minutes, I said to myself, I was going on for 10, and he's going on for 20. But
well,
I understand, David. You have a lot to say.
All I want to say is Maggie has bronchitis, and
I
grounded her for the show. Yeah, she has.
I text her to get well soon.
She needs to rest, people. And she doesn't need boys bothering her until she gets better. And I'm the one that gets the doctor, because I am her daughter, so after all. And let's see what the One General Hospital is dang good. I hope Cyrus goes down like a ton of bricks. I hope Neil gets killed off. That would make my birthday If Neil dies, oh, I'm going to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she pisses me off.
It's my
nose,
right? Yeah.
And, you know, if they kill Ava, while they're at it, you know, it will be like, you know, it will look, you know, it will be like Christmas.
What about Jax?
Yeah, it will be Christmas for me if Ava went down, Nell went down, Cyrus went down, Zillian went down, Brad and Zale. And no, I'm not caught up with Days of Our Life yet, but I will be.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I was just going to say, Carly, how did you enjoy the classic episode from last April? As far as GH on Friday, hosted by Laura Wright. I mean, I know she did some commentary during the show, and I understand what GH is doing with these repeats on Friday, and like I was saying to your guests, it's after a while with Days, if this keeps up till September, it might end up having no choice but either go to live shows or classic episodes.
Well, yeah, and remember, people, Laura did a great job on Friday. My Laura did. And I just want to say, before we go off there,
I'm sorry, Carly, but I'm not buying it, but I don't believe that Sasha is Nina's daughter, and the same with Will. I don't think there's any relation to Nina.
Okay, well, we will find out, won't we? Okay, so you guys, I just want to say we will be back on Thursday and Friday. And I just want to say, Bobby, I feel so bad for you that you can't see your girlfriend room this time.
Well, I always got video chat because has somebody who will not be mentioned kept with his promise of getting everything running back by Easter, like he said, which
and,
I can't believe one day that nutcase was going to do anyways when he said he would never wear a mask, which would be funny to see him wear a mask anyway, just wearing one to cover his face than his mouth and nose would have been probably.
Okay, and
a
I will say
hilarious.
Before we go, okay, people on there who miss shopping at Target and Walmart are not selfish people, okay? People miss shopping. Women love shopping. You know, you take in a piece of them with the virus thing. Okay, I know all you men on here don't get it, but I miss shopping. Shopping means calling Fiobo. Shopping means calling a happier person. Right now, calling feels like to be a bitch. So, either you want the ninth calling when this is all over, or you want the best. Which one would you prefer, you guys?
Probably you being the greatest.
Yes, so don't criticize me about my shopping and missing it, because I do miss it. And so we are going to end the show on that note.
Yeah, if you make
and
me feel better, Carly,
remember to wash your hands. Remember to go to the bathroom. Remember to wash the soap. And let's just try and be nice to each other, even though we are in the weirdest predicament ever. Okay?
Okay.
So we will be back on Friday night. Oh, Thursday. Thursday, we're trying.
Thursday, what time?
So, yeah, okay.
Yes, sir.
Bye,
yes,
guys.
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, Bobby. Bye, David. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.